With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A scathing report on the chaotic U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. The investigation by House Republicans blames the Biden-Harris administration for the disastrous pullout. It saw many Americans and Afghan allies left behind and allowed the Taliban to take over. 13 American service members were killed in a suicide bombing during the chaos. Well, tomorrow's a big night in the White House race as Donald Trump and Kamala Harris debate. The latter has been sequestered in a Pittsburgh hotel, engaging in debate prep, Mr. Trump focusing his time on campaign events and interviews. The ABC debate will be simulcast live tomorrow evening on the Salem Radio Network. The latest New York Times Siena College poll shows an extremely tight presidential race.
According to the poll, Donald Trump leads Kamala Harris by 1 point among likely voters. The results show each candidate with clear advantages and disadvantages. Voters favor Harris on democracy and abortion and choose Trump on immigration and the economy. The national survey also finds that nearly half of voters view the vice president as too liberal or progressive. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, Israeli warplanes busy overnight in the skies over Syria.
According to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which is a UK-based war monitor, the attacks came in waves, targeting military sites in the center of the country, where it said pro-Iranian arms development experts worked. Syrian state media said the strikes had been carried out by Israel on a major military research center that reportedly produces precision missiles.
The BBC's Charles Aniagolu says there has been no comment from Israel. Watching Wall Street, the Dow up 262 points, Nasdaq ahead 187. This is SRN News. A court battle in Colorado over school field trips.
Did you ever take an overnight trip with your school sports team or maybe the marching band? Remember how they would assign you to a hotel room, four boys or four girls? Lots of fun. But suppose you found out that one of the girls was a boy. That's what happened to a couple in Colorado whose 11-year-old daughter was ordered to share a bed with a boy who was living as a girl. Now they're suing Jefferson County Public Schools over its gender identity policy. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion questions on the ballot in 9 states in November and could help draw more voters to the polls. Experts say it's unclear which party might benefit from that surge. The places with abortion ballot measures include the presidential battleground states of Arizona and Nevada, plus Montana, where the race for the U.S. Senate is expected to be close. And abortion isn't the only issue that's being put to the voters in November. This is SRN News. Hey, buddy, can you spare a dime? No, but don't give them that dime.
Three sisters from Ohio who had a dime in a bank vault knew that it had value, but not this much. Experts say the coin struck by the U.S. Mint in 1975 will bring more than $500,000 when an online auction ends in October. What makes this dime depicting President Franklin D. Roosevelt so valuable is a missing S mint mark. It's one of only two known to exist. The other sold in 2019 for more than $450,000. Jason Walker reporting.
A grueling manhunt is into its third day today for a suspect in an interstate shooting. It struck 12 vehicles and wounded 5 people in Kentucky. They're looking for suspect Joseph Couch in the shootings along I-75. More details at SRNNews.com.